This is Akashvani. In the program Spotlight, now we bring you an exclusive interview with Atul Kumar Tiwari, Secretary, Ministry of Skill Development and Entrepreneurship, on the occasion of World Youth Skill Day 2024. The interviewer is Pragya Deora, Akashvani correspondent.
Today is World Youth Skills Day. The day recognizes the strategic importance of skilling the youth for employment, decent work and entrepreneurship. It is also essential for addressing global challenges and advancing sustainable development. To discuss various aspects regarding skills, we have with us the Secretary of Ministry of Skill Development and Entrepreneurship, Mr. Atul Kumar Tiwari. Welcome to the program, sir.
Thank you very much.
Let's begin with understanding from you the current situation with regard to skill development in India, the need, the challenges, and the vision of the government.
As you know that India is a country of young people, and as compared to many developed countries, our median age is very low, and it also affords an opportunity for us as a country, as an economy, as a society, to ensure that we provide skilling and employment to our burgeoning young people. It is in this regard that this ministry was set up in 2014 by Honorable Prime Minister, with a specific focus on skill development and entrepreneurship. Since then, we have traveled quite a long distance, and we have made the skilling ecosystem ready. We have the framework there. We have been able to skill almost 1.4 crore people over the last 10 years for the skilling, and also for the entrepreneurship, etc. And now the challenges before us is that we need to constantly align our skilling with the industry's requirement, as well as the changing job market. Similarly, we also need to continue our focus on the quality of what we are delivering, and so that the people who are really skilled, the kind of certificates or kind of the assessment which they have is also very robust, so that they are actually useful in the economy and in the productive process.
Sir, could you give us a broad overview about the various schemes and initiatives being taken by the ministry in this regard?
We have to see two sides. One is what we can do within the skilling ecosystem and what we can do outside the skilling ecosystem. Let me first start with what we can do inside. We have done a lot of introspection and internal analysis, and we realized that the skilling which we are providing, it needs to be updated. So we went through all the job roles. We hundreds of them we archived because they were no longer in use, and the existing ones are aligning with the current economic and industrial forces. Second thing which we did was that we also included the employability and skills training in all the job roles, so that digital skill, financial skill, communication skills, they also, these inputs are given to all the candidates who are being skilled. Third thing which we did was that we made the on-the-job training as part of the whole skilling module, so that the students, they do not get just the theoretical knowledge or workshop knowledge, but they also get a real hand work knowledge on the shop floor, as the case may be. And finally, we also laid a lot of emphasis on the robustness of the system, for example, using the ABAS system of attendance, or using other means of keeping check on the whether the students are attending the class, as well as taking all the steps necessary to ensure that their assessment is done properly. And with that, to me, it appears that we have been able to bring the skilling, the level of seriousness that it needs to get in the job market in terms of certification assessment. On the outside, the skilling, what we did was that we went interaction, massive interaction with the industries and different departments. And that led us to having a customized skilling courses for different departments. And it also underscores the fact that the skilling is an integral part of any sector in which you talk about. So it is a high-end sector as well as the whatever the social sector, everywhere the skilling is very much required. And there has been a study in the World Economic Forum. It says that if we were to devote our energy and attention towards skilling and upskilling, then it would lead to huge increase in the GDP as well. We are around 15,000 ITIs in the country, which turns out around 10 lakh year students per year from the ITIs, and we have 1 year and 2 year courses. We also have the PMKVY, Pradhan Mantri Kaushal Vikas Yojana scheme, which gives a short-term training for 3 to 6 months. It also provides recognition of prior learning or upskilling or reskilling, as we call it. That also scheme is there, in which, as I told you, so far we have done almost 1.4 crore young people have been trained. We have the Jan Shikshan Sansthan, which is around 290 Jan Shikshan Sansthans are there, which has spread over 26 states and 7 UTs. And so far, we have done almost 26 lakh people have been skilled. And the good part of Jan Shikshan Sansthan, it has a great social connect, in the sense that it is given to the literate, near literates, or people who have just started learning to their doorsteps and very flexible way of giving training. And we find that almost 85% of them are women, and many are from the, what shall I say, backward or scheduled caste or other such economically weaker sections as well. We also have the entrepreneurship scheme. Last year we did almost 9.6 lakh of the apprenticeship. And this apprenticeship, as you know, is earned while you learn. And it is the apprentices, they are put into different industrial establishments or service companies, and where they are made to learn, as well as they also get a stipend. We also have the entrepreneurship part, in which we have two institutions, NISBERT, which is in Noida, and Indian Institute of Entrepreneurship, which is there in Guwahati. And we have given lakhs of people entrepreneurship development and skill development programs. And we are actively working in these areas with the help of the Women and Child Development Department, as well as Ministry of Rural Development and Urban Development as well.
So as you said, the way that skilling is done has been constantly evolving with the changing times. So if I ask specifically about Pradhan Mantri Kaushal Vikas Yojana 4.0 that is currently being implemented, how has this Yojana evolved over time?
As I told you that we looked into the skilling part both internally and externally. Externally, we tried to bring a certain commonality of the purpose in terms of the different department type schemes and providing them a space within the PMKY so that we can offer them customized solutions. So the idea is that, A, that we should not allow the skilling to become a kind of a one-size-fits-all. It has to be dynamic. At the same time, it should not lose its essence, which is giving a hands-on skilling with a good assessment so that there is a certification of the quality that the young person, he or she, gets out of the skilling. Internally, for that, we have worked quite a lot on what are the skilling is required by the closer industry connect, our repeated industry interactions, and on the quality side, taking the attendance properly and overseeing that the skilling part has the on-the-job training, as well as the employability skills training, and finally doing the assessment properly so that we have a fair sense of what the child has learned during the skilling. So in the PMKY 4.0, we have gone around and engaged the different government institutions, education institutions, higher education institutions also as the skilling as part of the national education program.
So you just mentioned about women and how the ministry is promoting opportunities for women. So could you tell us about the pilot projects in the Drone Didi Yojana that have been undertaken and about the other initiatives of the ministry for promoting opportunities for women?
Specifically about the Drone Didi Yojana, this is a specialized scheme for bringing the drone technique in terms of agriculture processes to the rural women. And there we have already done many batches, and this scheme is quite interesting. Today in the youth skill day, our Honorable Minister was having an interaction with a lady who is the trainer for this. And she said that when the women come, they are very scared. They don't know how to operate the drone, etc. So we teach them like a video game. Then they learn how to get some kind of confidence. Then they are taken to the fields where they are given applications of drone for the agriculture operations, pesticide spray and all that. So that scheme has come up very well. And as you know, that the Ministry of Agriculture is also working on that. And we are also skilling on our side on the Drone Didi. As I told you, that all different verticals of skilling, whether it is the ITIs or the PMKY or Jan Shikshan Sanstha or apprenticeship or entrepreneurship, we have a large percentage of the women. For example, in the PMKY, we are almost 53% are women. In our Jan Shikshan Sanstha, we are almost 85% are women. And this number, entrepreneurship also, we find a lot many women coming forward and getting the skill development and entrepreneurship development program to start their own enterprises. In some cases, we also provide for the women the transport allowance and living allowance, etc., so that they find it easier to commute. And we ensure that all the training institutions are suitable for the women in terms of their needs, their safety and their security as well. We have some specialized courses which are only for the women. And for that, we have around 36 NSTIs, out of which almost 19 of them are typically only for women. And we have also encouraged quite women-only ITIs as well. And it is very heartening to find that when I go to the ITIs, even for the traditionally male trades like fitter or electrician or turner, you find more and more girls coming forward and doing it. With the WCD, that Women and Child Development Department, we identified 50 districts which will be pilot districts where the women, the girls, as you call them, who were part of the WCD scheme, which is the Beti Bachao, Beti Padhao, So how we take that cohort and take them forward for the skilling, at least 50% of them should be in a non-traditional skilling reserves, taking them towards which are traditionally IT scheme or traditional industry manufacturing areas. And depending upon the such facilities available on those districts, we'll take them forward and document them. So that henceforth, we can have a very specialized schemes for the girls particularly, and not only in the, as I said, traditional female areas, but also in the overall gender neutral and I would say traditionally male reserve areas also, so they can give confidence.
I would like to focus now on another interesting aspect that your ministry has been focusing on, creating opportunities for the youth, not just in India, but across the world as well. So could you tell us more about that?
As I told you in the beginning, that the developed world, as the OECD country as we call it, they are getting aged, and their median population, if India is 27, there is 47. And there is going to be decline in their fertility rate, and their population, in fact, is going to decline. We have this window of opportunity for another 20 years, during which time the world will be needing skilled human beings, and India is in very good condition to supply that. What are we doing about it? One is that there are two, three levels on which we are working. One is the G2G, government to government, which is the Migration and Mobility Partnership Agreement, which the Ministry of External Affairs has done with six countries and more are in offering, which allows for a special consideration, special allowances for people coming for the employment purposes. Second is we also have B2B organizations, our NSDC, National Skill Development Corporation International. This is a new subsidiary which we have created, which is focused on sending these skilled people abroad. And third thing is we're also trying to do a lot of language training. For example, German and Japanese are also being taught to them. In fact, we also need to give them skilling in English as well. So we have been in touch with the MEA and our missions abroad, and we have conducted a study of around 25 countries about what is their major needs in terms of human resources. We find out that this country and that country, what are the sectors in which they require many people. Few common sectors are generally about healthcare and hospitality and logistics and education, some of it construction as well. So depending upon the country concerned, we skill them, and they have to pass those exams, get to certification which is required in the destination country. So arranging all that, we have been able to send quite a large number of people. Last year we sent almost 25,000 people abroad. We also have Skill India International Centers, which already two are working. One is Varanasi and one other is in Odisha, Bhubaneswar. We have around 10 which Skill India International Centers are going to come up. And these are going to be a kind of a one-stop solution. And we are going to open up such skilling centers all over India in large numbers, particularly in those areas where more and more people migrate. And it is also in our interest, so that this is called a circular migration, where the people go and earn and come back. And when they come back, they also bring the skills back to India.
That's indeed interesting perspective, that as they come back, they bring the skills back to India. Finally, in brief, could you tell us what are the steps that the ministry is planning for the coming days?
In the coming days, there are 3-4 things which we would love to do. One is to bring the focus back on the ITIs in terms of a new scheme, so that ITIs, 15,000 ITIs, which are the backbone of the skilling in India for over 50 years, they are revived and strengthened and modernized. We would like to work afresh on the apprenticeship scheme, so that we work in tandem with the industries. And we are also trying to bring about a total change in our legislative framework and make it more simpler and easier for the companies and all the stakeholders indeed henceforth. We will also like to increase the financial incentives within the scheme as well. We have set up two Indian Institutes of Skills as a very premier institutions in Bombay and Ahmedabad, which are also going to be ready for open for inauguration early next month, where the fully industry designed courses will be delivered.
Got to know about the various schemes and the institutional framework in place. We got to know how the Ministry of Skill Development and Entrepreneurship collaborating with other ministries and constantly evolving its programs to suit the current requirements and the future requirements. It's also taking into consideration various aspects like empowerment of women and looking at the latest technologies. Thank you very much, sir, for your time. It was a pleasure talking to you.
Thank you very much.
You are listening to an exclusive interview with Atul Kumar Tiwari, Secretary, Ministry of Skill Development and Entrepreneurship, on the occasion of World Youth Skill Day 2024. The interviewer was Pragya Deora, Akashvani correspondent. This program was produced and presented by the News Services Division of Akashvani. You can listen to it on our mobile app, News on AIR.